Now, the Zika virus has become the world's latest epidemic, with the World Health Organization declaring it a global public health emergency this week, following evidence it's causing microcephaly in unborn children. It's been a topic of discussion worldwide as the Zika virus has reignited the debate against Brazil's strict anti-abortion laws. Now, a pregnant Queensland woman has tested positive to the virus in the third case of Zika in the state. There are alleged reports that mosquitoes carrying the virus was found as early as last year at Brisbane Airport. This morning I'm speaking to Professor Ian Ronski at the Division of Tropical Health and Medicine at James Cook University in Townsville. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, how are you, Kim?
Oh, good, thank you. And so what exactly is the Zika virus?
So Zika virus has been known for quite a while, certainly since the Second World War. It's one of a group of similar viruses that include dengue, chikungunya, both of which we certainly have dengue in Australia. We're worried about getting chikungunya, but it is spreading globally, and viruses like yellow fever, which we don't have in Australia.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about dengue and other ones, and Zika is really come to prominence in the last couple of weeks, really, with what's happening in Brazil. How has it escalated to that sort of point?
So Brazil has been interesting. If we just start with the movement of dengue, if you like. Dengue itself, of the same family, called the flavivirus family, was mostly, it's been well known for it was mostly localized maybe in Africa and bits of Asia. But the biggest epidemics these days occur in Brazil and the Caribbean and places like that. I mean, currently there's a significant dengue outbreak on the Big Island in Hawaii. And so we're seeing the globalization of disease patterns and infectious disease because people can travel much more easily.
Now, how much of a risk does this Zika virus pose to Australians? We've just heard about, you know, some worrying cases found in Australia.
I think so. We certainly, it's mostly transmitted by Aedes aegypti. It's a mosquito with stripy legs that lives close to houses and particularly in containers of water around people's houses. Historically, though, Aedes aegypti went all the way south. There were certainly cases historically of dengue in Gosford.
Gosford?
Yeah. But over the decades, it's now limited to far north Queensland and north Queensland. And though we also have seen probably the re-establishment of dengue in north Queensland in the last 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about this Asian tiger mosquito that they're worrying about up in North Queensland. How worrying is this for people?
I think the big thing, so that's Aedes albopictus. Again, it's a damn nuisance of a mosquito. It's aggressive. It's a sort of a barbecue killer.
What does that mean?
Meaning that it's aggressive and feeds and hurts and chase people away from barbecues. But it's got a capacity to live in temperate areas, and so it's not unrealistic that the major cities of Australia could be where Aedes albopictus.
So if somebody
established.
If somebody's bitten by one of these Asian tiger mosquitoes, what sort of damage do they do to the person?
Well, it's just like a mosquito bite, but you'll know you've been bitten.
and the symptoms?
And the question is it carrying anything? And that's like Aedes aegypti. Quite often, you don't realise aegypti are biting you till later. There seem to be some people who always know and some people who don't. But albopictus you know, and it changes human behaviour. I mean, in the United States, in some of the cities, they're worried that actually it's resulting in kids not playing outside enough.
And with the Zika mosquito or the Zika virus in Brazil, they're worried about babies being born with birth defects.
So that's what has focused everyone's attention. So if you look at, about 2 years ago, Brazil had about 160 cases of microcephaly. That's poor brain and skull formation in fetuses.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but in the last, I don't know, 10 months or so, it's like 4,000. And so it's jumped 20 times or more at the same time as there's a Zika outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks suspicious.
It looks connected.
And they've found, and certainly in some cases, they've found evidence of Zika infection in children born with microcephaly.
And is this raising...
Whether it's absolutely linked or not is still not yet established.
Are health authorities here, like, are they looking into the connection here and guidelines for Australian women who are pregnant living up in the sort of tropical areas of Australia? Is there concern about this?
Yeah. I think the health authorities in Australia have given good advice and been balanced. In Australia, in reality, Australia has a very good health system and has a public health capacity to keep dengue mosquitoes and Zika mosquitoes under control. There's a lot of really interesting research currently going on in the suburbs of Cairns and Townsville, funded by the Gates Foundation, involving JCU and but also Monash University,
mm-hmm.
where you can infect a mosquito with a bacteria called Wolbachia.
And what does that do?
It stops it passing on dengue. And so in the last couple of years, we've been releasing groups of these mosquitoes in some Cairns suburbs and not others. And it looked like the suburbs where it was released had much less dengue than the suburbs where it wasn't released. In Townsville, starting last year, it was released en masse. And it's now being studied to see what impact that might have on the capacity to stop the transmission of dengue.
That's
pretty exciting stuff because
exciting
it would
stuff.
Mean that if that works, and you could use it as a way of stopping an outbreak. What we don't know at the moment that's being studied a lot is, so how many times do you have to do it? Is doing it once a year enough? Do they, you know, are they dominant? Do they get wiped out? Do they spread everywhere? There's that side of it that is still under examination.
Yes, and just going back briefly to the Asian tiger mosquito,
mm-hmm.
What can people do to avoid... are there things people can do to avoid being bitten or stung?
So albopictus has been found in the Torres Strait, and the risk is it migrating into Australia. There's a lot of people watching for it, but it hasn't established on the Australian mainland yet.
Okay.
But it has established in key parts of Europe and the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's all a bit worrying, isn't it? Well, thank you, Professor Bronski, for speaking to us. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. And that was Professor Ian Bronski at the Division of Tropical Health and Medicine at James Cook University in Townsville.